Bienvenido, welcome, salam, aloha, and hello. Welcome to another edition of Viva Savoy. Here's your host, the Velvet Hammer, master of the diamond cutter, and the man with the $1 billion penis, Maximo!
This is Viva Savoy, the 5 minute, 5:30 a.m. variety show. Heard only here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, only on White Elephant Day, and only when I have to do morning tickers. Also only when I get super baked and decide I think it's a good idea and I can't think of anything else to do at 5:30, so screw it, let's just do it anyway. We've got a lot of fun planned for you in the next 4.5 minutes. We've got comedy, we've got a musical guest, and we've got Mavericks tickets to give away. Right now you can call 888-787-1310. This is a 5 minute show, so caller number 5 will win 2 tickets to Friday's game, Mavericks against the hated Rockets. Call right now, 888-787-1310. Time now for this morning's musical guest, one of the most famous MCs in the world. He's murked nearly every rapper in the game. He's made love to tens of thousands of mostly women. Please welcome to Viva Savoy, Sneaky Sneak himself, Hamel Heinrich.
Oh, God. How'd I agree to this? So Roy made me write this, told me he would pay me twice. He said, name your price, it's quite early, like 5:30. I'm Double H, not Mike Turley. I does roll with a big dick though, spits it flows and I gets this dough. So Mike, Merry Christmas, yo. Viva So Roy, let me kick this show into high gear, cause this right here get the P1s buzzed. I'm light years beyond other rappers. They kiss my rear while me and Mike fill you guys' ears with that fun, hella quick, relevant white elephant raps. A lot better with a melanin, cause with a mic I'm tight, I'm in my element. Right. It's not a Honda though, I'm so eloquent.
Boom.
Just off the top of his head, thanks for coming out this morning, Hamel. We've got more fun planned for you as well. Please welcome the in-house comedian of Viva Savoy, the very funny, the very talented. Here's Trey Mitchell with a little ticket comedy. Take it away, Trey.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be here on Viva Savoy tonight. So, Jer, you guys know Pop on Jer, told me to cut up some e-brakes last night for the Emergency Break of the Week award this week. So I just went ahead and cut the whole Cowboys game for him. Just put it in his Dropbox. That's great. So, speaking of the musers, Gordon Keith, you know, Gordon Keith just won a big award. Round of applause for Gordon Keith. So, Gordon Keith, big Lee Harvey Oswald fan. True story. Big LHO guy. So much so that he even bought LHO's bathtub. I'm not even joking about that. That's a real story, guys. So, the Normandy invasion. Have you guys been listening to the Normandy invasion? Round of applause for Norman Donovan there. Great new show. Little known fact, though, about the Normandy invasion, it's actually named after what happens to the Cumulus bathrooms after a Cowboys post-game show. That's a lot of bacon-wrapped shrimp. And you know, bad radio, I love bad radio because Bob and Dan are just so different from one another. For example, Bob loves to watch Green Bay, but Dan loves to blaze green. You guys are great. Thanks, everybody. Love y'all. Drive home safe. Thanks, Viva Savoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. Very talented young man. And now it's time to give away some Maverick tickets to the P1. Caller number 5, in honor of the 5-minute ticker, is going to win these bad boys. Or the first female who calls in will also win them. Or the first dude who sounds sort of like a female. Any of the above will work. Let's hear him right now. Let's go to caller number 1. Hi there, caller. You're live on the ticket.
Hey, looking for those tickets.
No. You're caller number 1. You win nothing.
Oh, that's horrible.
Caller number 2. Hi, good morning. You're live on the air on the ticket.
I'm caller number 2, huh?
Yeah, 2 wins zip.
Oh, dude, okay.
You all failed right. Again.
All right.
Hi there, caller number 3. You're on the air. Hello.
I'm number 3?
Yeah, you're number 3.
Oh, come on, man.
No, just two away. Okay. 2 away from success this morning.
Damn.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here. Hi there. You're live on the ticket. Good morning.
Morning. Did I win?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, you suck.
No? No? Go straight to hell. All right. Hello. You're live on the ticket. Good morning, sir or ma'am.
Ma'am. Good morning.
Yes! You're caller number five, young lady, here on Viva Saroy. You've just won a pair of tickets to the Houston Rockets beatdown in front of the fans of the AAC against our Dallas Mavericks this Friday.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Are you pretty excited?
I am extremely excited.
What's your name, young lady?
My name is Sarah.
Are you pretty?
I'm very pretty.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to put you on hold, give Ty Walker information. We'll figure out how to get you those tickets, okay? And as always, Sarah, what is your favorite 5:30 a.m. ticker variety show?
The Morning Musers and Mike Saroy.
Damn it! All right, muchas gracias, everybody. Thank you for listening to Viva Saroy. This ticket ticker has been brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, and Brad Thomas, Acme Brick Sports Biz. We'll be back in 20 minutes for more nonsense.
Oh, God.
This mailed-in kicker ticker is brought to you by All Pro Foundation Repair. It was a big weekend for NFL kickers. Collectively, they were 45 of 52 on field goal attempts. That's good for 86.5%. 62 of 70 on extra points. That's 88.6%, about the same percentage. The shortest field goals of the weekend were Robbie Gould, Brandon McManus, and Mike Nugent, all 21-yarders. The longest was a 57-yarder from Washington's Kai Forbath. Holy moly. This week's Shanky Award goes to Cleveland kicker Travis Coons. That 51-yard game winner was blocked and returned 64 yards for a touchdown. Right as time expired, so the Ravens, big Monday night win over the Browns. Nuts. Dan Bailey, the Cowboys kicker, 21 of 22 on the year. That's good for 96%. Wow. Kicker history, the greatest single-day kicking performance in NFL history probably goes to Tennessee's Rob Baronis in 2007. He made 8 field goals and 8 attempts in a win over the Texans. That included a 52-yarder and a game winner with less than a minute to play in the game. Along with being a hero kicker, Baronis married Rachel Bradshaw, daughter of NFL Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw. Baronis died in 2014 in a drunk driving accident when he drove his Yukon Denali off the road, flipped several times, hit several trees, and finally landed upside down in a ditch. So in the end, Baronis' final kick was of the bucket. That's ticket. That's the ticket kicker. I'm Mike Saroy on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
It's a pretty. The ticket ticker.
This ticket ticker brought to you by Hypnotic Donuts of Denton and Bob's Steak and Chop House. This is my only parlor trick. Pretty much the only thing I can do here. It is the 1 minute version from memory of the Micro Machine style Quint monologue from Jaws. A Japanese submarine slammed 2 torpedoes in her side. Chief, she's coming back from the island of Tinian. The lady just delivered the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. Vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shock for about a half an hour. A tiger, 13-footer. You know, you can tell that when you live in the water. Chief, you can tell by looking through the dorsal of the tail. What we didn't know was that our bomb mission had been so secret, no distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief, sharks come cruising. So we formed ourselves into tight groups, you know, like on old squares in a battle, like you see in a counter, like the Battle of Waterloo. The idea was the shark come to the nearest man. He's all pounding, hollering, screaming. Sometimes shark go away, sometimes he wouldn't go away. Sometimes a shark look into your eyes and think about a shark. He's got black eyes, lifeless eyes, like a doll's eye. He come at you, he doesn't seem to be living unless he bites you, and those black eyes roll over white. Then you hear that terrible high-pitched scream, and the ocean turns red, and despite all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and rip you to pieces. You know, by the end of that first dawn, we lost 100 men. Don't know how many sharks, maybe 1,000. Know how many men. They averaged 6 an hour. Thursday morning, Chief bumped into a friend of mine, Herbie Robinson from Cleveland, a baseball player, bosun's mate. I thought he was asleep. Reach over, wake him up, bob down, up and down the water, just like a kind of top upended. He'd been bitten in half below the waist. Noon the fifth day, Mr. Hooper, Lockheed Ventura saw us. He swung in low and he saw us. Three hours later, big fat PY come down, start picking us up. You know, that was the time I was most frightened, waiting for my turn. I've never put on a life jacket again. So 1,100 men went in the water, 316 men come out. Sharks took the rescue on the 29th, 1945. Anyway, we delivered the bomb. Again, this ticket ticker brought to you by Hypnotic Donuts of Denton and Bob's Steak and Chop House. That's it.
I'm so drunk. And now it's time to head down to the ticket poetry slam corner with your guest poet for the evening, ML Suwa.
Morning, 5:30, early. Ticker first, Odek, Muse, stories of glory. Holes, three roles, three hosts, three hearts, one farts, one throws darts, verbal darts. One is lean, sometimes looks mean to the fill-in board op. News, big show, scatter shoot, e-break, sometimes fill in with Jake. The corner, a slice born, borner.
one on a bike, one on guard. The big one in a hurry on his way to the bathroom. He didn't make it. His underwear, a Jackson Pollock. 10 a.m., a new friend, dark, street cred, wonderful. Old man, mustache, Warsaw Justice. Never call here. No, no, never call here is what you're invited to do. Upper Decker, Bob Steak. Nobody eats chitlins. Noon, uncomfortable mix, montage. It's B-A-D. I never listen. Oh, it says never listen. Is that what you want? Okay, I never listen to B-A-D. Homer call in fall. 5 minute major, a suit wager. Dan grows hair. Bob's is not there. TC is a spare. Why today does not suck? L4G. Who is he? L4G. Mike's mind. What's on it? Corby, Kuby, Chappie, Cambridge. Dan Bloodcock, they've become shock jocks. E-news, liberal views, real audio fun, repro and or obvious man, quick hits of the community, country music buffoonery, the Reconsider Lounge. 6:55, the end of drive, the day is done. Until tomorrow, you stay hard, you keep jamming, and we will see you. Ticket Ticker brought to you by Sear Steak and Spirits in the Anatole Hotel. I'm ML Silois on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
I feel you, brother.
This is The Ticket Ticker.
Hello, and welcome into the C-Cow Minute, brought to you by Avis & Young Intelligent Real Estate Solutions and Hypnotic Donuts of Dallas.
Sea cows, more commonly referred to as manatees, are large, fully aquatic, mostly herbivorous marine mammals. They measure up to 13 feet long, weigh as much as 1,300 pounds, and have paddle-like flippers. The name manatee comes from the Tiano, a pre-Columbian people of the Caribbean, meaning breast. Despite being considered not the most attractive mammal, sea cows do all right for themselves, thanks to a difficult-to-explain yet abnormally high level of sex appeal. Sea cows are known as tremendous lovers, able to satisfy many partners multiple times per day. They have well above average size genitalia also, and it is adequately maintained. Sea cows are also widely considered to be some of the toughest animals in the ocean, regularly winning water fights against sharks, killer whales, hippos, and other supposedly aggressive animals. In most cultures, the sea cow is known as the king of the region, and any member of a group referred to as a sea cow is usually very successful, very sexually active, and looked upon by the more common members of the community as a king or deity. Sea cows, bad motherfuckers.
This Ticket Ticker brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath. Take advantage of recent changes within the IRS that may allow you to obtain a manageable settlement. Go to myirsteam.com for more information. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Mike Soroy on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an enchanted morning with the world's only audio magician, the great Marconi.
Thank you kindly to the always lovely Christina Ray. I am the great Marconi. Thank you all for joining us this morning in what will no doubt be a stardust fantasy. Christina, all the phone lines are ringing at this moment. I want you to pick anyone you want, lines 1 through 10. I will turn around, pick any phone line you choose. Hello, caller. Is this Jonathan?
No.
What's your name, caller?
This is Nate on the cell.
Nathan, have we ever met before? Have we ever spoken anywhere in the world?
Yeah, actually, we met at a guy's night out a while back.
But for the purposes of the trick, we haven't talked about any of this, Nathan.
No.
I need you to participate in the world's first audio-only radio magic trick. And just to show you how incredibly legit I am, a quick cold read, Nathan. I'm seeing the letter A or E. I'm seeing a vowel. Is there someone close to you with a vowel in their name?
Yeah.
Aha! Also, I think you think about a lot of things, and you have a scar on one of your elbows or knees.
Well, amazing. Right now.
And now the magic. I've picked one of the cards from this deck of cards that I hold before me, and I've sealed it hermetically in a sealed envelope. Christina, the always lovely right next to me, can you confirm that you have a envelope with a card sealed in it, hermetically sealed?
I don't know what that means, but it is sealed, yes.
It is hermetically sealed, Nathan, and I'm going to need you to think of a card, any card, the entire deck of cards, except the instruction card or the Joker, because those would be total bitch moves. Do you have a card in your head?
I do.
Christina, you have a card in a sealed envelope.
Yes.
On the count of three, Nathan, I want you to say the name of the card that's in your head. Christina, right now, rip open the envelope. On the count of three, Christina, say the name of the card that is in the envelope, both of you simultaneously. One, a two, three.
Jack of clubs.
Jack of clubs.
Ah! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am the great Marconi. And this ticker is brought to you by Craig's Collision Centers. For care you can count on in six locations in Tarrant County and Duncanville. Have your repairs done at Craig's Collision Centers. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to craigscollision.com, craigscollision.com. Abra cadabra.
This is The Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com. And now, a two-part murder mystery ticker, the case of the bloody Marconi. The program director lay dead on the floor of his windowed office, door slightly ajar. A bloody 2013 Marconi lie beside him. His shirt was ripped, revealing both his samurai tattoo and signs of a struggle. His pants were undone, revealing his impossibly small genitalia. It appears blunt force trauma was the cause of death. But who would want the Catman dead? Just kidding. Everyone. Everyone is a suspect. The high-priced talent in the morning for the incessant show meetings are required to attend despite their consistent double-digit ratings. Any of the board ops or producers for never getting a raise and never being made to feel like their contributions are appreciated by upper management. Maybe Corby Davidson, his high school friend, sick of knowing that at any moment Kat could expose Corby's past of homosexual dabbling. Perhaps top 10 host John Fahey, because he definitely probably would murder someone. Who killed Jeff Catlin? The only clues left behind other than the murder weapon, an empty jar of cake icing, a golden jacket, and the stench of melted butter. Can you solve the case of the bloody Marconi? Find out who done it in 20 minutes in part two of this white elephant ticket murder mystery. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by LP Smartside Trim and Siding. Building a home? Demand LP Smartside Siding. Over time, siding takes a lot of hits. Hail, storm debris, rocks kicked up by lawnmowers. LP SmartSide resists impact far better than other siding. See proof at lpsmartside.com. I'm Mike Soroy on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket Ticker.
And now, the chilling resolution to the case of the bloody Marconi. When we left off, the case was unsolved. Program director Jeff Catlin was found dead in his office. The blunt award used to do the deed lie by his side. Who would do this besides totally everybody? Perhaps it was Ty Walker, 15 years of service, but still without so much as a weekend show. Was it Tony, the engineer, still mad that his Dancing with the Star show was cut to 1 hour this week? Maybe it was Killer Kellison, the ambitious future management star whose name is already Killer. I perused the clues, an empty jar of cake icing, a golden jacket, and the stench of melted butter. Then I noticed a cake crumb. And then another cake crumb, and it all led away from the decaying carcass of our former boss to those the crumbs led to a small closet where the boxes of candy are stored as backup for the vending machines. I slowly, nervously put my hand on the door handle, rotated it, opened the door to reveal the murderer. Covered with cake and drowning in a sea of king-size Snicker bar wrappers was T.C. Fleming. He had found out he was finally mercifully getting fired the day after White Elephant, and he killed Jeff Catlin. The police swoop in to arrest the sweaty, greasy murderer, but he was in a candy-induced sugar rage, and they had to beat him to death with their batons. So in the end, the murder is solved, and both T.C. and Cat are dead. Pretty much a total win for everybody involved in any way.
Of course.
This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Prototype IT, a proven leader in outsourced IT solutions. Let them manage your IT needs while you focus on your business. Go to prototypeit.net today for your free business consultation. I'm Mike Soroy on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This could be
This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Smith Thompson Security. You know, I catch hell around here for drinking and partying a bit. And in that spirit, in the name of Craig the Junes Jr. Miller, I present the Liquor Ticker. Five shots in 1 minute. That's one. So the Mavs won in OT yesterday. Stars lost. Mavs play the Rockets Friday. Stars tomorrow in Vancouver. Cowboys play Monday night in Washington. They're still in it, but they're probably toast. God. That's three. Listen to this thing that Cash got from my mom over Thanksgiving break.
If I had a boyfriend
that said, with my butt, I would own General Motors.
And his name was Dick Fincher.
That doesn't matter.
She's the best. Rock bottom. One more funny cut here from my mom.
You should start a Kickstarter for the Soroy Life helmet for all the PI1s?
Oh, absolutely.
What is a Kickstarter?
Oh, would you just start kicking right off the bat?
What?
I am performing an intervention. I am taking you away. You need help.
That was lucky number five. This ticket is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. Mercedes-Benz of Plano is now on the Dallas North Tollway with an expansive all-new facility to better serve you. Mercedes-Benz of Plano, online at mbplano.com. Your next ticket, Ticker's at 1010 with Mike Reiner. I'm Mike Soroy, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to White Elephant Wednesday on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And who has cocaine?